This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Unfortunately, Victoria is in absentia. Kara Schillen is here, so we're all set, raring to go. I thought it was interesting looking at some of the people in the news today, Jennifer. The FBI has fired Peter Strzok, the agent who sent the text messages, which were considered mildly anti-Trump.
Mildly. He said he has a backup plan to get the guy out of office.
Really? He and his girlfriend, his co-worker, were fired. The third high-profile FBI official to be fired from the bureau since the presidency went to the Donald. Last year, James Comey got booted. This year, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was fired. And let's see, these people are out now. Worked for the Bureau, Strzok worked 22 years, helped lead the investigation into Russia's interference in the presidential election and into Hillary's use of private email servers when she was Secretary of State. Last summer, he was removed from the Russia inquiry by Special Counsel Robert Mueller when Justice Department Inspector Michael Horowitz discovered texts between Mr. Strzok and Attorney Lisa Page. That had, she's the attorney for the FBI, apparently his girlfriend, disparaging the candidacy of Mr. Trump. When he testified during a heated hearing with lawmakers last month, he insisted his personal opinions hadn't affected his work. Come on, who believes that crap? Nobody believes that stuff. He said, "Let me be clear, unequivocally and under oath, not once in my 26 years of defending our nation, you blowhearted, egotistical, guys like this give me a pain and you know where."
So I guess you don't like him?
No, I don't like people like this.
His lawyer is very upset that he's being fired. They're saying that it's against the protocol of the department. But, I don't know that... Maybe that's what they do.
What protocol would protect him?
But when you have the evidence, and I know people say a lot of things, and I don't care if this guy likes Trump or he doesn't like Trump or he has no opinion on him. What I don't like is the insinuation that he has a backup plan to get Trump out of office. He also said, "We're working on something in Andy's office."
How much of his time paid by the taxpayer is he using to screw around with stuff like this? Get lost. Go away. Write a book. Do a movie.
He will be writing a book. I'm sure he'll be out on the talk circuit, lickety-split.
Just like what's-his-face Comey was. Another big $3 bill. All right. And speaking of $3 bills, next person in the focus here, Jennifer, is our pal Amorosa. The White House reportedly looking into legal options to stop more leaks. I don't know where this woman got on the train. She gets off the train. This is the latest scandal. It's so silly because she's a nothing from nowhere, and nobody is with. So she's there all across the news. I love these local news channels. First with local news, breaking news: Amorosa embarrasses the president. What's that going to do with local news? That's not going on in Boston. That's going on in Washington. Amorosa's leaking this and leaking that. Go take a leak.
Yeah, she has tapes. That's what's new, is that she has tapes of John Kelly firing her. Yeah. And then she has a tape of the president the next day, she claims, saying, "I didn't know. Why are you leaving? What are you talking about?" Well, that may have been an act, because every chief of staff has played good cop, bad cop, where they say we can't have you anymore. Her reputation was not stellar. She was misusing taxpayer money for
her car
service.
She's a whack job. On TV, on The Apprentice. Yeah. She's a whack job now. Trump showed very, very bad judgment hiring her or having her around. She's a wing nut.
It was a pay of loyalty. I think he needed a female African-American woman. He needed a woman, a black woman specifically, to go out on the kit while he was campaigning, saying, this guy isn't so bad. Take a second look. And then when she came to him and said, I need a job, and he says was crying about it, he brought her on.
Yeah. All right. Let's get an update on Molly Tibbetts. You know the story behind the story with her. She disappeared. Brooklyn, Iowa. New website allowing the town to help authorities as they investigate her disappearance. She's 20 years old, a sophomore at the University of Iowa. Gone for a month. She went jogging. This is a small town, nice town. This program was heard there. I know the story. 1,500 people live there. This is a story focused on this 20-year-old who is not at all like this. I'm looking at the report from Mitch Morved, who's the director of field operations for the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations, says this is completely out of character for her. So they have formed a task force with the FBI to investigate. So every avenue is being pursued. You'd expect that. A lot of tips have been received. 500 interviews have been conducted. This new website, by the way, findingmolly.iowa.gov, findingmolly.iowa.gov, allows people to give anonymous tips. So we're on in Des Moines, in Brooklyn, in Boone. Anybody, you've heard these stories, I'm sure, before, local media. The authorities say that they are asking everybody to reflect back on the days prior to her disappearance, because in a town like this, pretty much, I don't want to say you know everybody, but you know a lot of people.
You know enough. Yeah, you
yeah,
see
exactly.
Enough.
The reward, by the way, online is $360,000.
Wow.
For information leading to her return.
Such a sad story. So,
yeah, and there's been a lot of crazy attacks. The pig farm stuff.
Yeah, well, they were looking at the pig farm. The guy said he was going to go under a lie detector. I'm not sure if he ever did that. And then they were saying that because there was no sign of struggle, that perhaps she went with someone that she knew. And then yesterday, I think, well, I don't know what, maybe it was a couple days ago, they did an update saying if you've seen someone who is acting different, who might be dressing or trying to change their appearance in some way. So now they're making it seem like maybe somebody from the town or outside of the town may have taken her in and trying to hide their tracks. People don't vanish into thin air.
Something's happened. All right, next person in the news is Robin Wright. Remember her from House of Cards?
Sure.
She was married to Sean Penn for a long time. Quite an accomplished actress. Has married her boyfriend, French guy named Clement Girardet. How about that? I'm pretty good at it's Clement.
No, say it again.
Clement Girardet. They tied the knot, surrounded by their nearest and dearest friends. Did not include Kevin Spacey. He wasn't there. They wrapped up shooting the last episodes of House of Cards. Robin is seen wearing a Bohemian-inspired white dress. I would guess, yeah, she'd be a Bohemian. Look at some of the photos and the videos. Dylan Penn, her 27-year-old daughter with Sean, captured the excitement and Instagram videos and captioned wedding vibes. The clip, which is geotagged to Southern France, shows friends dancing to the music. Looks like kind of a Mamma Mia setting. Man, you look at it, it's kind of Mamma Mia-ish.
That's fun.
Yeah.
When people get married for maybe the second, maybe the third time in Hollywood, and they go and they just have casual weddings that are, there's something about it, a wedding with older people that is more fun, because all of the we have to do this, we have to do that, that feels like it slips away by and large, not every time, but it just seems to be more relaxed, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think Sean Penn was there, although I think they have a good relationship, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think because of the kids. Sean Penn's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy. So they have a daughter and a son. Okay. So Clement Girardet. is her husband. He works for YSL. You know what YSL is?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Please.
YSL. Yes.
I'm a shopper.
Clement Giraudet.
What was it? What was his name? Sorry, I missed it the 17 times that we said it.
Giraudet. I like that. It's like some new kind of ice cream. Giraudet. All right, 16 after the hour.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, six notebooks, a backpack, two-inch binders.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and
yes, Victoria. Yes, yes, we're all focused on our own little corner of the world. So here in Framingham, the big star story today is about a fellow facing charges after he and his friend beat up the owner of the Samba Steak and Sushi House on Route 9. The guys escorted the fellow who owns the restaurant, Shi Zhang, out the front door of his restaurant and beat him up. And then told him to go back to China, where he belonged. They said after they beat him up that he should go back to Asia, and you have a small penis. That's what they told him, according to the police report. This is the thinking of people, and not only here but elsewhere. Yes, you little Asian rat, go back to China where you came from. And take your small penis with you. That's basically. The guy thought he was going to die. He got beat up. His eyes are a mess. My God, he's beat up. But anyway, he was choked. But this, he's just ignorant. Just the ignorance of people is
and
legion.
For what? I mean, now these people have a police report against them. They're going to get in trouble for what?
And they go to jail. Hopefully, yeah. They'll go to jail. They should go to jail.
They should.
21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Can you be the judge again this year?
American Idol?
Yeah.
I think so. I haven't heard that he's not.
Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie in the musical news at 24 after the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Kara and I, focused on his song Hello. He's ready to say hello to consumers of the Heal app, a healthcare app. Richie says he invested in Heal 3 times in the last 3 years. He won't disclose the size of his investment, but Heal has raised over $69 million from Richie, former Qualcomm CEO Paul Jacobs, and a couple of other people. Lionel says he liked the concept of medical house calls for a flat rate of $99. And now that the concept has been a proven success, he wants to tell the world about it and help Heal grow. This kind of sounds like Oprah and Weight Watchers to me. Isn't that what it sounds like to you? Same kind of stuff?
Yeah, investment there from the celebrity.
He says he likes the concept of the house calls for $99. I'm going to put my face on this. He says he's friends with Elon Musk from Tesla fame, pays attention to some of the innovations they talk about over dinner. He drives a Tesla himself. Has SolarCity products in his home. I'm spending more time vetting investments than songs, he says. Probably you got a lot of money. And there's no more songs to record, then maybe that's a good thing. Manage your money.
I would love to go see his... Yeah, no, this is a cool app. I like the idea for it. And his audience, like all of us, is aging. But I want to go see his show in Vegas. The residency looks really, really good.
When are they doing that? When does that start?
I think he's actually next. The Backstreet Boys just finished. That's what I saw a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now I think he starts at Planet Hollywood for a few weeks.
So another 15-hour drive, which should take 5 hours.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of fun.
You want to?
You can walk there faster than you can drive.
Actually, that is true. And I thought about doing that.
Okay.
At 15, I might die of dehydration,
go around that wacky curve, that bend that it sometimes takes forever. If you get off, those of you who have made that drive from L.A. to Las Vegas, it is crazy. All right. Next up, musically, John Mellencamp. I always get a kick out of him just in my own frame of reference as a jock. And as I'm a moderate fan of his. John Cougar Mellencamp. John Mellencamp, who is he today? He's John Mellencamp. He's created some expressionist art, which is going to be on display at the Butler Institute, an Ohio art museum. New exhibition of paintings by Mellencamp, oil portraits, expressionistic oil portraits, some of the other things he's done as well. The exhibition opens up on the 20th of next month at the Institute of American Art in Youngstown, runs through November 18th, including portraits and mixed media pieces. What do you suppose that is? What's a mixed media piece?
I think it's different. When you use different types of, like, paint and
right.
charcoal, different kinds of media. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Guy's a little crazy. I'd imagine his art will reflect that somewhat. It's his second show with the Butler after his exhibition a couple of years ago at the Trumbull Branch in suburban Howland, Ohio. The Butler Institute has a reputation for exhibiting artwork by famous actors and musicians. Recent displays by folks like Bob Dylan, Peter Falk, Tony Bennett, Jessica Lange, Ronnie Wood, Kim Novak. What an interesting group of people. Do you know who Kim Novak is, Kara?
I don't think so. I know who everybody else in that list is.
I know. I don't know who that is, actually.
Kim Novak was a very sultry, would be the word I'd use to describe her, actress from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. She was the sex pot.
Do you know what, do you know anything that she was in?
I can tell you,
you
no.
You can picture her, but you can't think of anything.
I can see her in a movie by Hitchcock, but I can't remember the name of it.
Not the Birds.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, but she was that smoky, sultry-looking actress. Sex pot. All right, that's the story from John.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer, Eitan Goldman, says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissal, and then that was overturned by the Deputy Director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is the DJV program. My bright and enjoyable voice is here every day, along with the bright, enjoyable voice of Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen, bright and enjoyable as well here. Victoria's voice doesn't work at all today. That's why she's not here. Can you imagine, Jennifer, a station, a radio station, airing in America that belongs to the Chinese?
Yes, actually, I can. I don't know if it's a great idea, but yes.
Radio station that I used to be on, as a matter of fact, in the early incarnation of this radio program back 30 years ago, 31 years. We start October 8th, the 31st year of doing this program. And in the early days, I was on a station licensed to Tijuana known as Extra, X-E-T-R-A. Mm-hmm. It was called Extra. They didn't use E. It was X-T-R-A. And now it's called X-E-W-W. It belongs to a Mexican company that is about to sell out to a Chinese, a Hong Kong company called Beijing Phoenix TV. So you can imagine folks in Washington a little anxious about this, but they can't do anything about it.
Right.
They can't, unless they block the signal, which has been done in days past with the Cubans. The mighty 690, it was called when I was on it.
I remember that.
77,000 watts. Got all over Southern California. It was a lot of fun, actually, because you could
be
heard.
It was a good station, the Mighty 690. That's right. I remember that.
Right. Yep. Your father remember it, too. Anyway, so it's been a Spanish station. It's done music and talk and all kinds of stuff. But now, it had English language sports on it, as a matter of fact. It was run as a subsidiary of one of the big companies. Anyway, so now, Marco Rubio, great grandstander that he is, here he is, the Florida senator, speaking up about California. Well, I suppose in a manner of speaking, speaking up for everybody. They say they will air a full range of Mandarin Chinese programming, music, entertainment, weather reports, traffic reports, Chinese community news, that sort of thing. What they want to do is have programming that is originating in L.A. and sent out. So there must be a station that belongs to that art. What's his face that does all the...
Yeah, this is, I think, and I feel like I should know this better, but my uncle actually, I think, works for this company. Arthur Liu is his name.
Arthur Liu, that's who I'm looking
for.
Yeah, right.
And he buys up, or he doesn't even buy up, but he does these LMAs, these local agreements, with a lot of stations, and it's a lot of Chinese and foreign language.
So if it's the same programming you can get in Los Angeles, San Francisco, most of the big cities, Chinese-originated programming, what difference does it make whether the Chinese own the station if they're going to have the same programming?
Right.
Is there? I asked the question because you're a radio brat, I'm a radio guy. I don't know that it makes, or is it just one way, one more way for those dirty, rotten Chinese to get their fingers wrapped around the pulse of America and to corrupt us one more way?
Yeah, that's probably it. I think that they're taking it. They're taking a little bit of caution and offense with this because
the
obviously
FCC.
When we think of China, when we think of Chinese media, we think of Tokyo, like we think of Tokyo Rose, right? We think about
Japanese
media. I'm sorry, but we think of Tokyo Rose. We think of communist run media in China. We think of all of these things that come along with the Asian country. So I'm sure that's what the fear is, but I don't know if that's the fear that I would have here in this country. I mean, it certainly would be a way to spread propaganda, because I don't know how many Americans are going to be listening to the Chinese station, but...
I'd be like, you know what? I miss that song that Kara always turns her nose up when I say, I want to play I Like Chinese. You're offended too?
No, I'm a fan. I actually like
it. Oh, yeah. All right, China, Kara, dust that off for you, for us when we have these conversations.
Apparently, it's not good taste, I guess. I don't know.
Says who? According to whom?
Correct.
Who's going to be right? I'm you the arbiter of my taste? No,
sure.
I don't. If it's politically incorrect, so what? Who says so? So it's politically incorrect. I don't care. According to whom? Am I worried about what? I'm not worried about offending somebody. I've long since stopped being.
I do that every day.
Worried about that? Yeah. No. Notice how Kara is not running, though, to get the audio.
I think actually Kara is just running right now. She's just running away.
Yeah. See you later. All right. The conversation.
I'll get a text message later. Stop encouraging Doug.
Yeah. Some of us are trying to do our job on the phone getting guests on. So
we've got
other things to do besides worry about your I Love
what
Chinese
What are you talking
song.
About?
I love Chinese. They only come up to my knees. Okay, so speaking of that, in the last half hour, we were talking about a Chinese guy in Framingham that got beaten up by a couple of drifters, ne'er-do-wells. They punched him and choked him and said he should go back to China. These are obviously a couple of geniuses. And they told him, beside that, you have a small penis. That was in the police report. So now, here's another one of those stories. This is pretty upsetting, and the video has gone viral, Jennifer, of a salon, a beauty salon owner, punching a mother in the face. because her child supposedly had shoplifted a keychain at the beauty supply store. And this is really burning up social media. You can see it everywhere. The fellow, the woman happens to be black. So he picked up, this little kid picks up, and I'm not saying that that's right, but you're going to punch the woman in the face?
Yeah.
That's how this works?
Crazy. Huh? Yikes. That it seems a little over the top.
Yes.
For a keychain?
Right. Let's see. Shows this guy, this is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at Jun's Beauty Supply. The guy who owns it is a Chinese guy. Right, here we go again. So the Chinese guy punches the black woman in the face. Apparently she said that she'd been in the store before and he's been disparagingly, he was not nice to her.
Wow.
Whatever. So she took, the child walked out with the keychain and she brought it back in, and that's when he punched her in the face.
Hmm.
How about that?
That's excessive, maybe.
I would say.
It sounds like there's got to be more to that story that we don't know about, though.
Well, I guess there are.
The long-running feud we need to know more about.
Right. All right, so Kara, as she informed us, was busy getting a couple of people that are going to address your problems with your joints in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 past the hour now. I told you we were going to talk about your joint pain. When I say you, it's all of us who have this problem. I know you do, because we all go through it. Our bodies are not built for some of the activities that we want it to perform, and thus, as we grow a little older, we get a little bit more joint pain. Joining us is Dr. Sarkis Vedikian, who's an orthopedic surgeon at Mid-America Orthopedics, and then Barb Crawford, who is a lady who lives in Muncie, Indiana. Let me start with you, Ms. Crawford. You were in your 30s when you first started feeling the impacts of osteoarthritis in both of your knees. What did it feel like?
Well, back in my 30s, I can remember my kids saying, Mom, are you sure you want to do this gardening because you know you won't be able to walk tomorrow? And that really hit me when I look back on that. It's like, yeah, that really was happening. But that was just the stiffness, and you just go with it. And but then in my 50s, I was starting to have to make decisions of not being able to participate in things I wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have the knees that could handle things.
Did you think that you were overly doing it, or were you thinking you were living an average life, doing gardening, you were a teacher, regular activities? So was there something?
I was always very active. Yeah. I loved being very active. I loved it. And that's just the way I was. So I was always going to go for that. I never was going to sit back. Maybe I did too much. I don't know. Other teachers said that I crawled around on the floor too much. But that was just me, you know. That was just me. And I think a lot of people are just very active, and we're finding out at 40s and 50s, your knees are sometimes worn out, you can wear out your joints to an extreme degree. I always kept thinking I need to tough it out. I waited too long. But I finally realized, you know, that I needed to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I've been very active. I'm older than you are, but I've had the last 4 or 5 years, especially, stuff going on with my knees. I've been not only a broadcaster, but a farmer all my life, and lots of exercise, lots of work on the farm, and it has taken its toll in joint pain. Let's talk to Dr. Vedekian, whose specialty is osteopedics? Is that the correct way of pronouncing that?
It's pronounced orthopedic.
Okay, just spelled differently. So, you've seen lots of people over your career, just like Miss Crawford, I would guess, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen many women similar to Barb and her experience with how joint pain affects them, yes.
And it does...
Both emotionally.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the emotional. There's a study out, a survey conducted by Edelman Intelligence, that basically has surveyed a couple of hundred women who are between 45 and 65 who had knee problems, knee replacement, hip replacement, that sort of thing. What does that survey suggest?
Well, it suggests that this type of joint pain does impact their personal relationships. You know, some of the details of the study were 2 out of 3 avoided social situations, 4 out of 5 make excuses about not being able to do things, more than half go home early from a night out, 9 of 10 talk about how frustrated, exhausted, and limited they are by this.
Mm-hmm. Is it the pain? Is it the physical pain? What comes first, the physical damage or the pain warning of damage?
Well, I think it's the physical pain that kind of starts things off. That's pretty much, you know, indicative of how much damage there is, because if there's enough damage, it's going to cause pain. And that constant pain and the inability to get relief puts a large emotional strain on people.
More women than men?
I think what this research shows that, you know, women, especially the ages 45 to 65, but yeah, overall it is more women than men.
So are more women than men getting hip and knee replacements these days?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And so what, under the circumstances, do people need to look out for? The practical suggestion here is that you don't have worry or fear about hip replacements. Is there something you can do to avoid the hip replacements or the knee replacements surgery?
Well, I mean, we always try to avoid. So there is conservative treatment, injections, physical therapy, topical medications, those types of things. And there's always fear with surgery. I mean, surgery is surgery. It is very, very fearful to have surgery. You're worried about the unexpected, the potential problems and risks that could come with surgery.
Yep. So what did you feel before you had your surgery, Barb?
I had fear, and I put it off, but it was the best decision in the long run that I ever made in my life. So I'm really glad, and that's why I'm here, is to tell other women to go ahead and do it, because you'll be walking around with a smile on your face instead of hobbling.
Is there a different, as a doctor, do you have different systems, different types of things that you can do under the circumstances, different sorts of operations or replacement pieces you can put in, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, the technology has gotten better over the last 20, 30 years with joint replacement, as well as the exposures. There's different types of exposures that can be done as well, depending on the orthopedic surgeon that's performing the surgery. But we're so much more advanced now than we were 20, 30 years ago.
All right. Dr. Vedekian, thank you, and best of luck to you as well, Ms. Crawford. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, a very important part of all the things that I do on the air, featuring the talents, the mind, the ideas of Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, here to talk about aerobic exercise, the conversation about knee replacement surgery, hip replacement surgery, how that comes about. I wonder whether aerobic exercise is good for that. I think any exercise ought to be good for your muscles, but how does it affect your bones? Is it, you know, we have all kinds of need to supplement our body as we get a little bit older. I wonder what actually is there for bones? You know, we talk about Calitrin. We'll talk a little about that as we get done with this corner of the program. But that's aimed at supplementing the collagen in your body, which affects your muscles and the structure of the flesh and the muscular structure, not the not your bones, your skeleton. So, what aerobic exercises? What is good about aerobic exercise?
Well, nothing in the body is static in the sense of. You know, when you're building a house and before you put the skin on everything, you've mm-hmm. built the frame, all the 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever else, and you see this wood frame. Same thing inside of a big, a much larger building that has the steel frame. That's a static structure. It doesn't change any. Our bodies, our bones, our muscles are constantly adapting to the demand that we place on it. And the more active we are, the more our body will strengthen the bone and tighten up and improve the tone of the muscle. And the more sedentary we become, like, you know, someone who's been a, you know, a, what they call a gym monkey, you know, someone's in the gym 4 or 5 hours a day every day, and then they suddenly take up the couch life. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose muscle
couch
mass.
Potatoes.
They're going to, yes, couch potatoes. They're going to lose bone density because the body just doesn't need it anymore. Like the fellows and the girls up there in the International Space Station around the Earth. We know that they're up there more than 3 or 4 months, and some have been there as much as a year. I think was the record so far.
Yep.
When they get back down, they literally have to be helped to move around.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians have improved that a lot with some of their astronauts because they put them in special suits that are constantly stressing the system. But before they did that, they could come down with as much as a 30 to 40% loss of their bone mass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was listening to the your show before I got on here about the
knee and hip surgery.
The knee and hip and those things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's more predominant among women than it is men. Our own individual hormones have a little bit to play with that. Men have a little more testosterone. Testosterone will trigger a little bit more bone mass. However, there are women who go into their 80s who do not have hip and knee pain because they're extremely active people. Now, I don't mean, you know, to assume that men are more active than women. They aren't. It's an individual. It comes down to it's not a sex thing. It's an individual thing as to how active we are in our lives. And the aerobic exercise not only affects muscles, not only affects the bones, but it affects the brain. A recent study in Neural Image magazine, which is your subscription may have run out. Mine certainly has.
Mm-hmm.
A peer-reviewed journal that presents images of the brain of various kinds of lifestyles and conditions and diagnoses and diseases. And they found out that people who are more actively involved in aerobic exercise, which is just good, fast-paced walking, have far less shrinkage of brain matter the older that they get. And this is significant. It has an awful lot of ramifications for Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia.
Really? Well, you got to manage your body. You got to know where you are. You got to want to. If you don't care, then that's one thing. If you do care, then you need to get on that exercise program that you're talking about or stay busy. Also, a good way for you to keep the muscle, build the muscle, is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a healthy choice, the number one choice for weight loss that's safe and sure. Benefits of using this are you're putting protein in your body. That's muscle building. You push the fat out. That eliminates the weight. And then you keep on the program because you want to maintain the weight, right? You lost a lot of weight since the beginning of the year. I've done pretty well at keeping it off. And that's really what that's the message here, I think, in a nutshell, from Calitrin. Want to lose weight the healthy way? That's all you need to know. You call 833-TOP-LOSS or you go online to toploss.com, get 10% off using a DJV code.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.